Let's say hello to our Daily Thought contributor for the rest of this week now. Dr. Simon Colstow is with me, a research fellow at University College London Medical School. I expect you sat a few exams in your time, Simon.
Yeah, just a couple.
Yeah? And is reading the question an important part of this, actually?
But it's amazing. When I mark exams now, I find that quite often the students seem to have completely missed the point. And if you just read the question, write what's in the question, you get the mark. So
yeah,
sounds obvious, but it does work.
And I think that's because there's a lot of pressure and people are so panicked that they go, oh, and then maybe they want to read that it's about a different thing that they've revised or whatever, and therefore they go off on one, as they say, on a tangent. Yeah, do you think that's it?
Well, I think one of the best things to do along with reading the question is just to come in, sit down, close your eyes, take a second, relax, turn the paper over, read it very carefully, relax again, and then go for it.
And, you know, I can hear sort of in my mind lots of adults listening to this whose stomachs are now turning, hearing this and going, thank goodness I'm not at sitting an exam today.
I'm very pleased to be on this side of the exams.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you are. Well, look, Simon is here with his daily thought for the rest of this week. He describes himself as a scientist and a Christian. And Simon, inspire us for Tuesday. Over to you.
Good morning. Earlier this year, my three-week-old son was rushed into Southampton General Hospital with a serious, undiagnosed heart condition. Thanks to the skill and dedication of the staff in the paediatric intensive care and cardiac units, his life was saved and he has made a full recovery with no anticipated future problems. All parents find such an experience highly traumatic, and my wife and I were no exception. However, as a medical scientist, someone who is used to using sophisticated technology to explore the workings of the human body, a part of me found the whole experience extremely interesting. I was able to watch the stats on the monitors as various drugs took effect, and his body responded in a complex yet predictable way to the expert medical treatment. But this was no experiment. This was my son. Although the scientific part of me could view the situation fairly dispassionately, the human side of me was crying out for him to just get better. Although I could understand much of what was going on and see the reason for the various treatments and their effects, having all the knowledge in the world was not going to change how I experienced the situation. Understanding science and technology is certainly important to our lives and central to human well-being, but viewing life through this dispassionate lens is not all there is. Truth is as much about human experience as it is knowing the facts. Scientific knowledge will enrich our lives, but only up to a certain point. It is a tool, not an end in itself. Life is far more than just atoms and molecules.
Yeah, well, see, in your view, combining faith and science is crucial.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Two sides of the same coin.
And very importantly, I don't know your son's name, by the way.
Rowan.
How is Rowan?
He's much better, but still doesn't sleep through the night.
Oh, what a scary time you've had.
Yeah, it's been certainly baptism into parenthood.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, we'll talk tomorrow morning and give Rowan and Mum all our love. Simon, thank you very much indeed for today. Dr. Simon Colstow, living in Botley, working as a research fellow at the University College London Medical School, back with Daily Thoughts every day this week at round about this time. 5 to 7.